Good morning, family first, Nina.
Good morning.
Hey, Nina, how are you? I just got a text about, my name is Avon Morris, first of all. Sorry about that. About my punching, I've been trying to punch in, but sometimes the system doesn't let me punch in. I've had issues with it before, so I always make sure that Sandra lets them know that my punching wasn't working.
What's happening with sometimes your punching out?
Sometimes it goes in, sometimes it doesn't let me punch in. It, like, freezes.
Do you go to...
So I always make sure that... Yeah, I'm sorry, what
did
you say?
Did you try to see if you can update the app? Because sometimes there's a newer version.
I did not. I didn't even know.
It works the same way any app will work. When it could be possibly a newer version that you need to update. When that happens, you need to power your phone off and power it back on.
Okay, I'll do that.
Or you would need to get another phone because we can't process any more timesheets for your file.
Okay. All
so
right.
So I just want you to be a little bit wary, Larry.
I appreciate you.
No problem. But if you want to check and see if your clock ins and out is registering correctly, there is an option,
mm-hmm.
the third one under visits. Those are confirmation that you are clocking in and out correctly.
Okay. Okay.
So, you know, on the top one is what you would clock in for today's visit. The one underneath
mm-hmm.
it is unscheduled visits. If you can't clock in on the top visit, then clock in on the unscheduled visit.
And it'll still work as well?
Yes. We can grab that clock
all right,
and
just showing
that clock in and out. Yes.
Just so it shows that I've clocked in. Okay, I got you.
So,
sorry about that. I definitely will make sure that I'm more adamant about it because when it wasn't working, I used to just have Sandra call.
No problem. See, the problem
and my email, it says something about my email isn't working, but I get emails. Do you have the right one? I mean, it's just still the same.
Devon with an S. Morris at iCloud.com.
Oh,
I
I'm sorry.
Email
nope, that email
that,
got locked up. Yeah, no. I'll give you the other one. I'm sorry. That one got locked up. Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Devon Morris, the number 4 at gmail.com.
So let me explain to you how the clock ins and out works.
Mm-hmm.
You are given a EBV utilization score, okay?
Right.
This is a score of your clock ins and out. Each caregiver needs to maintain an 85% to stay active as a caregiver through Medicaid, okay?
Right.
Right now, you're at 40.62%. So each time you miss the clock in and out and we submit a timesheet, your points goes down. It would never go up. So that's why we need successfully clock in and out, or we're not going to properly be able to bill the insurance. And it's considered interfering with the client's services, so she may have to select another caregiver if you can't become compliant.
Okay, I got you. It won't happen no more. I'll make sure either way it's going to go through regardless. I usually
just
let her call just to be on the safe side, but...
Yeah, just try to be on the safe side of it because you are the employee. The client
mm-hmm.
is not. So we just need some clock ins and out to build the insurance correctly. And we don't want to interfere and have to get the service coordinator involved because that's what
right.
be the next
gotcha.
Step, to call the service coordinator.
Okay.
Okay? So just
okay.
try to be a
yes.
little bit more, you know, punctual with that.
I got you. Thank you so much for everything. I really appreciate you.
You're welcome. You take care. And thank you for returning my call.
Of course. All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.